Left-wing lawyers, illegal aliens very traumatized by Martha's Vineyard. By John Binder on September 19, 2022. Left-wing lawyers say 50 illegal aliens who were flown from Florida to Martha's Vineyard had been left very traumatized after they arrived on the beautiful, elite island home to the nation's wealthiest liberals. Late last week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., chartered two flights of illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. Quickly after their arrival, officials on the island declared a humanitarian crisis and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, R., intervened to bus the illegal aliens off Martha's Vineyard to Joint Base Cape Cod. Since then, Democrats have called for the Department of Justice, DOJ, to open a kidnapping and human trafficking investigation into DeSantis as President Joe Biden's administration transports thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens to working and middle-class American communities every day. Attorneys with a left-wing group Lawyers for Civil Rights told CBS News they want to see a criminal investigation opened into DeSantis, claiming the illegal aliens flown to Martha's Vineyard have been left very traumatized. CBS News reports, the migrants are very traumatized by the fact that they were in one location and transferred to Martha's Vineyard and now they had to be relocated to this military base, attorney Marian Albert explained. But ultimately I think they're in better spirits, now. Emphasis added. At the same time, MSNBC reported that the illegal aliens were happy to have been flown to Martha's Vineyard. I can tell you, the migrants are actually not angry at Ron DeSantis. They are actually thanking him for having brought them to Martha's Vineyard where they were very well received, the reporter stated. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., has called for a kidnapping investigation into DeSantis, writing in a post, I'm formally requesting the DOJ begin an immediate investigation into these inhumane efforts to use kids as political pawns. Liberal Keith Olbermann suggested DeSantis should receive 5 years in prison for every illegal alien he flew to Martha's Vineyard, a total that would lock the Florida Republican up for 250 years. In private, as Breitbart News reported, Martha's Vineyard residents said they wanted the illegal aliens off the island as quickly as possible. A homeless shelter coordinator on the island said, we don't have housing for 50 more people, even as a Breitbart News analysis finds that up to 6 million border crossers and illegal aliens could be housed on Martha's Vineyard. DeSantis has vowed to send more flights of illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard and other liberal enclaves where the Democrat Party's wealthiest donors own summer mansions and sprawling estates, far away from the nation's United States-Mexico border, where waves of illegal immigration impact American towns every day. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.